Welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast with me, Anthony Adshead. I'm storage editor at Computer Weekly, and today I have with me Tobias Flitch, who is head of product with Nebulon. Hi there, Tobias.
Hey, Anthony. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome, Tobias. I will launch straight into the podcast with the first question, which I know you'd like to talk about today, which is, what are the implications for the rise of edge networks for storage?
Yeah, so what's happening right now is that we're seeing a lot of organizations that are re-architecting their IT infrastructure topology because they are either in the middle of their digital transformation journey or already through most of it. And IT has always been about data and information processing, and cloud was and still is a key enabler for digital transformation. And that is because services are quickly instantiated and scaled throughout this transformation journey. So many organizations, as part of their digital transformation, have leveraged public cloud services and spun up new services there. But now that businesses are becoming more digital, more data-driven, more data-centric, and understand their best use of digital assets, their reasons and their requirements for data access and data processing changes or gets more refined. So where and how they process data and for what purpose are now key decision criteria for them, specifically for IT architecture and the topology. It's not just cloud or the data center anymore. Now edge plays a key role. And I understand that edge can be a very tricky word because you get a different definition depending on who you ask. Edge to me means putting servers, storage, and other devices outside of the core data center or public cloud and closer both the data source and the users of the data, which of course could be people or machines. And how close, that's a matter of the specific application needs. And we're seeing a significant increase in the number of data producers, but also the need for faster and continuous access to data. And you can see that there is the need to provide more capacity and data services locally in the edge sites. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Low latency applications that you often find in industrial settings cannot tolerate the latency round trip between an edge site and a core data center or a cloud when accessing a database, for example. So local data is required to support latency sensitive applications. And there's also remote office and branch office applications that often don't have the luxury of a high bandwidth, low latency access network to a corporate data center. But users still need to collaborate and exchange large amounts of data. And content distribution and collaboration networks depend on local storage and caching storage to minimize bandwidth utilization and therefore optimize costs, right? And then lastly, there is the driver of unreliable networks, right? We're seeing a significant growth in data analytics, but not all data sources and locations can benefit from a reliable high bandwidth network to ensure continuous data flow to the analytics service, which is often done in the cloud. So local caching, data optimization, or the extreme doing the analytics directly in the edge side requires reliable, dense, and versatile storage to support those needs. So what this now means for storage is that there is an increasing demand for dense, highly available, and low maintenance storage systems in the edge.
That's precisely where we were going to go next, I think, which is you've described the ways in which the rise of the edge is shaping things. But so what are the challenges, as you see them, and opportunities for storage given that? Over to you again.
Right. So if you look at storage specifically from an edge perspective, it certainly needs to adjust to the demands of the specific application at the edge. In the past, we've always deployed storage and storage systems in the central data centers with plenty of rack and floor space, power and cooling, access to auxiliary infrastructure services, management tools, and skilled service personnel, and of course, strong security measures. And most of this is not available at the typical edge site, which means that the storage solutions need to adjust and work around those restrictions. And that's a real challenge. I take the issue of security as an example. I recently spoke with an IT manager in the transportation business that is responsible for their organization's 140 edge sites that are set up in a hub and spoke topology around their redundant core data centers. And they cannot rely on skilled personnel at these edge sites, nor is it easy to secure these facilities. So IT infrastructure might easily be tampered with, and it would be really, really hard to tell. Now, because these edge sites are connected to the core data center, this puts their entire infrastructure at risk, let alone the problem of data exfiltration of perpetrators stealing storage devices, as an example. I think this is the main challenge right now, securing infrastructure and data at the edge, especially with the rise of ransomware attacks and other cybersecurity related threats. But I believe that a reliable data protection and a speedy recovery solution can address this problem. I also believe that modern infrastructure and storage can address these other challenges that I mentioned. If it's centrally and remotely manageable, if it's dense and highly redundant, if it's affordable and features the right data services. And then finally, I believe that the need for local storage at the edge will continue to grow and become more and more important for customers. And I think the benefits of having data accessible at low latency with resiliency outweigh those challenges for storage by a lot.
Excellent. Thanks, Tobias. And that's the end of the podcast for this time, although I'm sure it's a subject we will revisit. I'm pretty sure there's plenty more to read about the subject on computerweekly.com and techtarget.com. But for now, thank you, Tobias.
Thank you, Anthony.